So today I won't be telling you that I'm your host, the QB, and you know, vibing with the QB and all those annoying stuff that I used to say. Because I'm pretty sure that by now you must have figured out that it's an amazing Friday morning. The sun is shining, the rain is dripping, and the QB is still popping. Yes, it's your homegirl, the QB, and you are vibing hard with the baddest bitch in the game, man. I mean, look at me. God, I remember how I gave myself that name, man. I was high on some Nicki Minaj vibes that night, and I was having all these crazy fun chats with my friends. Like, you know what this guy when you just be laughing, typing anyhow fast with different typographical errors. Like, you're not even cross-checking what you're typing. Man, I was probably having somebody in a group chat, safe. I don't even know. I do some wild stuff. But anyway, I ended up uploading several statuses with, from this day on, I'll be known and addressed as the Queen Bee. Because I'm like, I was just updating many stuff. I was just like, because I'm a true bad bitch. There can never be another man after me. They don't want witch doctors to bury the body, but I double back kill bitches, bury the body. When I go for anybody, you'll be terribly sorry. I can't wage war or I come in peace like Gandhi. Man, I mean, oh my goodness. He did do me for head. When somebody else say, they don't like Nicki Minaj. Like, how? See bars now. See flows. Punchline that will knock you out. She got the juice. She got the looks. She got the smile. Oh, wait. See texture now. Nicki, my family now. But guy, Nicki Minaj is a vibe. Like, big vibes. I beg. You don't even get me started on that one. Okay, so I was on Twitter one time, man. Don't forget to follow at @THEE_QBV, @T_QBV. Yeah, so I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet about a guy. It was a video actually, and the guy was short and hairy, and I don't even know. I think it was all these reality couple TV show you get to hear this, maybe that 90 Days Fiance or one of all those funny stuff. So in the video, the short hairy guy was now telling the girl that he noticed she had some little hairs on her body and he thinks she should shave. And I can't even remember the girl's response, but what was just on my mind was like, hold the bloody hell up. Like, hold up. I know this downsized grizzly bear ain't talking. Like, I know he ain't talking about waxing. Oh God. Did I say what? Whatever. But I know you ain't talking. Like, I mean, some things are funny. There was also one thread on Twitter. I can't even remember. But yeah, still follow me on Twitter at @THEE_QBV. I just want to sneak that in. So there was a thread about a girl. She was talking about how she had skin issues and that her boyfriend was insulting her and telling her to bleach. I think she was dark skinned. I don't even know. But her boyfriend was telling her to bleach. Long story short, she broke up with him, Sha. Then I think she treated the skin, sort of became lighter, at least from what the threads implied. That's what I understood from it. Became lighter. She eventually saw the guy some days, a bit some time later, after her transformation in him. She saw the guy after. And then the guy now said, messaging her that, oh, how did you let go of a damn cell that see her skin? Kept on emphasizing on the skin. You know, like, she added screenshots of the chat. So the guy just basically kept on emphasizing on the skin. I think that guy has some skin fetish. But in the end of the thread, she was advertising something. So I can't really say if it was a true story or if it was for the advert. But what I want to bring out from it is that, wait. You know deep down in your mind that you will not be settled if you don't get exactly what you want in a person. Like, you will not be okay. Then why will you go and be... Why go for it? Why will you go and be stressing somebody? Like, okay, why go for a fair girl now? If you know that you love dark skin girls. Like, if you don't... Your man, your old mom, like, man is going bizarre for it. Like, you just love dark skin. Why? What are you doing with a light skin girl? Why are you stressing her? What? Like, it's stress. Because the girl now, obviously, maybe... Majority of the time, I don't know what you tell her to do. You're gonna be telling her to bleach, or like, why will you go for a light skin girl now if you know you like dark skin girl? You want to go and tell her to be sitting under sun or what? or you go for a dark skin girl now and you start telling her to bleach. Like, what's this? Why are you stressing me? Why are you stressing my life? Why are you stressing me? Like, okay, you know what you want. Why do you come and disturb me in the first place? Okay, why be with a slim girl if you know that you like plus size? Then you just start pressurizing the innocent person to start gaining weight, to start eating. You start talking about, okay, when you met her, she was slim, you did not see anything. Or more commonly, you meet a plus size girl, then in the relationship, or before the relationship, you did not see anything. You start telling her to lose weight, that can't she see? I mean, you start all this verbal abuse. Is it necessary? Like, it doesn't even make sense. You saw me with tattoo. You did not say anything. We now get married. You are complaining about my tattoo all of a sudden. Hey, if you don't get it for... Okay, you meet a guy doing dreads. Then you start dating. You did not see anything before. You see my emphasis on before. Like, when you had the chance, you did not say anything. Then when you now start dating, you know, you're not shouting that he should cut his dress, that he should cut... Ogbeni, should they blind? They all blindfolded you and smuggled you into the relationship, because I'm not understanding. Should you not see the dread? You did not mention the dread. You did not say anything that, okay, maybe you and the guy now had one conversation about the dreads, and maybe he agreed that, okay, let's... Maybe with time, again, you know, like he's showing signs of, okay, maybe with time he can cut the hair or something. You do not say anything. Is when two of it. Why are you stressing my life? Why are you stressing my life? Please. Okay, basically what I'm trying to say is that in one scenario or the other, just cut your clothes according to your size. You know what? Don't be with a materialistic girl if you know you are going to be complaining 24/7 about how girls always want you for your money. And wait. How much do you think you have? Do you know money? Person when get money never talk. You will never. Hey, wow. You have not started anything. You are saying they want you for your money. Which money? Do you know money? But for real, yeah. Okay, for real. Things are quite simple. Stop getting into a relationship that with hope you will not start praying that you are one princess that will turn the frog into a prince. But should the frog eventually turn the princess to frog? I don't even know how that cartoon went. But I know you get what I'm saying. Just know what you're getting into. If you're not okay with something so obvious or physical that, okay, you can change, it's either you talk to the person and know if there is headway with maybe sorting out that thing, or maybe if the person is listening enough, if the person is willing, don't go and force anybody to do what they don't want. If the person is willing, if you can convince the person, self, I don't even know. Should you convince the person? Should you not just like love the person the way they are? I beg, I don't know. But sometimes self is even good, change is good. So yeah, sometimes you can impact, you can tell a person that, okay, this is your dreads and all that. Okay, maybe the person will agree to cut the dread. Not because at that moment, self, he even wants to cut it. Maybe just because of you. You get that kind of thing. But not that you see somebody with dreads. You like the person very well. Okay, let me say you like the person. No. Then, relationship starts. You all wake up one morning, brush teeth, bathe, finish. And start telling me to cut my dreads. If I load you from left, from back, hey God, people they try for this level. I beg, see, don't you all stress yourself. Go for what you want. Go for what fits you. Go for what size you. Don't stress anybody. Save yourself the stress. Go for what works for you. Stop stressing human beings, please. Nigeria is already hard enough. Nigeria is enough punishment for everybody. That's why you need to free yourself. You need to let yourself calm down by sharing this podcast, following at @thee_qbv on Twitter. Like, comment, send a DM, and I will see you next week on Vibes Week, the QB.